The Youth's Instructor, November 5, 1896. Doers of the Word. Very many who profess to be children of God and advocate the binding claims of His law do not have the Word of God abiding in them. They do not meet the high standard which has been set before them. In the day of judgment, when they are weighed in the scales of heaven, the sentence will be passed upon them: "Thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting." All the sufficiency of heaven was at their command had they used their time as a God-given favor. But failing to appreciate the gracious provision, they will lose heaven with all its joys. Then shall we not learn the lesson that Christ would have us learn? Shall we not become doers of the Word and seek to become complete in Him? This is to be the work of everyone who would enter the pearly gates of the city of God. We can do nothing without God. However intelligent, whatever our endowments, we cannot use these powers to accomplish good unless we are daily under the molding influence of the Spirit. Our minds have become so darkened by sin that we cannot discern between truth and error without the help of the Holy Spirit. Those sins which we would look upon as small are not so in the sight of a holy God. Even the very thought of foolishness is sin in His eyes. He wants us to put away from our lives the wrong words and unholy thoughts. Mind and heart, lips and pen must be consecrated to God for the service of those around us. God has given us the privilege of being co-workers with Him in the work of saving souls. In this work, we shall reflect the image of God. We shall grow up into the wholeness of Christ's perfect character.